Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on this first Sunday of February 2024. It's a month old already. It just keeps flying by, but welcome. Special word of welcome to all of the family of Rhonda and Stuart Short, home together and here for worship, and we welcome you to this time. Share a couple of announcements. The campus ministry presentation is scheduled for next Sunday. We had three, but now we have four of the campus ministry people that we support. They're going to come in and share during the Sunday school hour down in the gym, not just talking about the ministries that they lead, but how college students can find those kind of ministries wherever they might be in school. And we have two special, oh, you're ready to go. Here is Leah from SYF.
Good morning. Next Sunday, February 11th, is Super Bowl Sunday, and SYF will be having Super Bowl subs. SYF will have ham, Italian, turkey, and chicken salad subs. The subs will also come with chips and a cookie, and they will be available for pickup in the gym next Sunday after early service, after Sunday school, or after late service for a free will offering. There is no pre-order necessary, as the subs will be pre-made in the gym. Funds raised from our sub sale will go towards the SYF mission trip this summer. SYF appreciates your support. Thank you.
Well done. And note that change. It's never been done this way before. You've always had to sign up early, but we're going just by free will pickup, so be aware of that for next Sunday. Please pay attention to the announcements on page 6. We have Easter flowers. The sign up for that is on the bulletin board, and would share with you that Elaine let me know that her father, Floyd Fritz Miller, the father of Elaine Winsler, entered into eternal life yesterday morning at the age of 96, and arrangements are pending. I also, the church family has the outing this afternoon at the Toledo Walleye hockey game. Someone cannot go, so if anybody is interested in one more ticket, see me after church or maybe during passing of the peace, and I'll give you a free ticket. But we are blessed to have Jennifer Martin, the coordinator of the Archbold Fish Pantry, to share with us about our mission a month for the month of February. I think it's been this way for at least 25 years. And so Jennifer, as the new coordinator, is here to share with us today. And if you want to preach like, you know, you offered to at first service, but yeah, sorry.
Now it's, I know what happens, I won't spoil it for you, but I won't be here at the end. Good morning. As Pastor Eric said, my name is Jennifer Martin. I am the new coordinator at Archibald Fish. I am the new Lynn Lehman. Archibald Fish, a little bit of history, was founded in 1984 by four women sitting around a table having a Bible study. Can you believe it? We've met the 50th year mark of Archibald Fish already. What an amazing time to be part of this. At that time, it was a simple phone. It was still a corded phone, for that matter, and voicemails were left, and they were there to help an emergency line for low-income people living in the Archibald and Archibald School District. As we reach our 50th year, Fish has grown so much in showing others the love of Jesus. Fish serves any individual or family that has an Archibald address, lives in or has children that attend the Archibald School District, worships in Archibald, or now works in Archibald. This gives us an opportunity to show a little bit more Jesus to people who we weren't able to before. In 2023, Fish served on average of 58 households a month. You may look around in here and you say, okay, well, I see 50 people, that's not that much. But those 58 households equate to about 188 individuals every month. We also have about 5 new families every month. These households include singles, widows, families, children, and seniors. Since this Fish was just a glimmer in those eyes of those four women, the financial assistance with Fish has expanded. We help with housing, utilities, food, some automobile costs, as well as prescription costs. We see on average 12 to 15 phone calls for financial help every month. Now, while most agencies in the Fulton County area focus on the emergency, let's have the disconnect or the eviction notice or the shutoff notice, we don't want that at Fish. When the bill comes and somebody knows that in 2 weeks they're not going to have the money, we don't want to just pay it for them right then and there. Let's have the opportunity of creating a relationship. Let's get some budgeting help. Let's see if we can work towards that. Can they come up with some of that electric bill and we help them cover the cost? By meeting a client exactly where they're at, it gives us an opportunity to collaborate with the other agencies in Fulton County. We aren't here to be the hero. We're here to collaborate with. We're not here to share in the competition. We want the glory to go to Jesus. Fish was blessed with amazing donors that focused specifically on the building. With that, we have been able to finish the insulation, siding, roof, windows, entry door, walls, and lighting in the building. While there still is some work with inside the building to do, we are not far off and we're making great progress. I assure you that although many changes have happened over the last few months, they are good changes and the community will continue to be met with Fish. In addition to our normal food donations for the month of February, we are also doing a Show the Love drive. Did you know that SNAP benefits does not allow the purchase of personal care items for individuals? That's one thing that we get to cover at the pantry. We have shelves that carry shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and soap. So the families that have a very low or fixed income can still get that. I hope that you'll consider joining us for the Show the Love drive, and while you're out shopping for that one bottle of shampoo, pick up another to donate to the pantry. And as always, I've never, ever heard anybody say we have too many volunteers. If you've got some spare time and you'd like to spend a day or two at the pantry with me, please reach out and let me know. There's no such thing as too many volunteers. Thank you.
In your bulletin, we are at the call to worship time. And call to worship is the time to focus our mind and our heart and our intentions on God. Release your tensions and stress from this past week and turn your full attention to God in this coming hour. Revelation 4, and it says, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, the one who was and is to come. O Lord, you are worthy to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you have created all things." Please join us in silence or in singing as we sing our call to worship. Holy, 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 we bow before thee.
Blessed Trinity.
God from Psalm chapter 9, verses 7 through 10, the promise from God that He is always with us, He is faithful. The Lord reigns forever. He has established His throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know Your name will trust in You, for You, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek You. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You for gathering us together for this time of worship here in Your house this day. Lord, we do thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You that You are our refuge, and we pray for all who are seeking You that Your peace and Your love and Your joy would reign in their hearts. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please rise as you're able. And continue our worship of God with joy and praise as we sing, Hosanna, Praise is Rising.
Thank you.
song to sing on the Lord's Day. It is good to say thank you to the Lord, to sing praises to the God who is above all gods. Every morning tell him thank you for your kindness, and every evening rejoice in all his faithfulness. Sing his praises accompanied by music from the harp and the lute and the lyre. You have done so much for me, O Lord. No wonder I am glad. I sing for joy. Please join us in singing a collection of choruses, and we're going to start with We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise.